the Baal sends a shliach lahilacha from Chutzlars to deliver the get to his wife, so it is required that the shliach should be present while the get is written and while the get is signed, so that before he gives the get to the isha, he should be able to say b'fananechta b'fananechta. And the Gemara had a machlokes Rabbi and Rava, what's the reason for this takanas chachamim requiring b'fananechta? So Rabbi said, "Lefi shein edim tuim lefi nachma." Rabbi Omar, "Lefi shein bikim lishma." Rabbi says that the Bnei Chutz Loretz weren't all medaktik in regarding writing a get lishma. So we require that the shliach lanocha should say that he was present when it was written, implying that it was that he was present when it was written and signed lishma. The ksiba was lishma. The ksima was lishma, and it's good. And Rava says a different reason that the Shein Edim and Tzuyim Lekama were Pashat Choshesh, and maybe it's Mezuyif. The Gemara gave a few nafkaminis ledina. Is the reason for the requirement of a Fananechtav, like Rava said, because of the Chashash that maybe the Bnei Chutzlars didn't write it to Shema? Or is the reason for the Chashash that maybe the whole get is Mezuyif? So the Gemara gave on base on the base a few nafkaminis, which the Gemara will continue to discuss on our daf. We'll get to it. Then we had a long discussion that started on Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom and continued till Dalet Amud Aleph, almost the whole Blat Gemara, where the Gemara wanted to know, according to Rabbo, that the reason for the Takanas Chachamim requiring the Shliach to be present when the get is written and signed is because of the need for the Shema. So the Gemara wants to know, Man Haytana, whose opinion is it that you need both Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma? So the Gemara said the final shot, one shot was that it taka goes according to Rabbi Lozer. Although Rabbi Loza's opinion is that you don't need Eidei Chasima at all, if you give a get that only has the first 12 lines, it doesn't have any signatures at all. If you give the get in the presence of two Eidei Mesire, the get will be good, but nonetheless, if you have already Eidei Chasima and the Goyim, so that's Mezuyif Mitoichot. If they're Kroivim, it's Mezuyif Mitoichot. Even if they're Goyim. Even if they're Goyim, it's also Mezuyif Mitoichot. It's Apsul de Rabbanon. What's the chashash of Rabbanon? Dil ma'aseh l'mismachalai. Maybe Tosis quotes from Iman. Maybe you rely on them to use the same nachrim or the same kroivim to serve as the Eidei Mesira, in which case the whole get will not be kosher. Similarly, Rabbi Loza will also say, you don't really need Eidei Chasima, but if you have already Eidei Chasima, then they must sign already Lishma. If they're going to sign the get Shalom Lishma, it's a psul of Mezuyif Mitoichot. So this was the big problem that we were bothered with. What does it mean? What do you mean, they're signed Lishma? What do you mean you sign Lishma? Signing Lishma, writing Lishma in the get means that this is going to lead up to a Gerushin. So the get, the first 12 lines that are needed, is going to lead up to the Gerushin. You can't give a blank sheet of paper. You have to have Ongishim, you have to have the get written. So the Sefer writes the get Lishma is going to lead up to the Gerushin. But the Chasime, if Rabbi Loza holds, you don't need chasima. Absolutely, is lamala v'lamorid. If you have chasima, you don't have chasima. So what do you mean they have to sign the get lishma? It's impossible. Even if they'll go to the mikveh and they'll think lishma from today till next year, it's not going to be lishma. What kind of lishma? Lishma means that this is leading up to the creation. If the chasima is lamala v'lamorid, that was the pella. That was the pella. So the Rif was bothered with this kasha. The Rif is not an ardaf. Oh, these gemaras don't have a Rif. Gemara does not have a Rif. Okay, so you have to take my word for it. So the Rif on Daf Teivav, there's a famous Rif on Daf Teivav, has a long Arichis, and there's a famous, by me it's famous, because Rav Soloveitchik, at least every 2 years, will go through the whole Maroche. He'll go through the Rif, and he'll go through the Balamor, and go through the Ramban, Barichis, this whole Ramban. So this is all on Daf Teivav. There's a big machlekes, how to understand the Chsima Karsi, the Mesir Karsi, what's going on. So the Rif on Daf Teivav is quotes this Gemara, and he says like this: Rab Meir had a machlekes with Rab Loza, machlekes atanoim. Rab Meir's shita is that you must have Eidei Chasima. Rab Loza's shita is that you don't need Eidei Chasima, you have to have Eidei Mesira. So according to Rab Loza, what if you'll have? What does Rab Loza say about Rab Meir's shita? Rab Meir doesn't agree with Rab Loza. If the husband gives a get to his wife and it has no signatures on it, even though he gives it in the presence of two kosher edim, so Rav Loza says it's good, Rav Meir says it's possible, it's no good. So Rav Meir holds Rav Loza's case is no good. But what would Rav Loza say about Rav Meir's case? What if the Baal, Rav Meir's case, the Baal has a get and he has two signatures signed on it, and he gives it to the Isha, would that be good or not? So Rav Meir says that it is good, what would Rav Loza say? So the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Tosfos on Daled Amud Aleph, these big fat tesis, the Kaimelon, these are very important tesis. So four lines from the end of the tesis they have in the middle of the line, Va'od. And another point to keep in mind is the Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam Lema, the Rabbeinu Tam Fleg Alam Al Zodin, the Abilu, the Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir, who says, Eide Hasimo are needed. But Avadi, you need Eide Mesir also. You need four witnesses. You need two pairs of witnesses. You need two witnesses should sign the yet. That it should be called a shtar. You have to give the wife a shtar raya. Rabbi Meir holds that the way a shtar kinyan works is by giving a shtar raya to the other person that she's divorced. By giving a shtar raya that she's married to me, by giving a shtar raya that the karka belongs to her, to him. So that's the way we accomplish that the kinyan takes effect. So Rav Meir says you have to have Eidei Chasima, but he also requires Eidei Mesira. He needs Eidei Mesira, like when you give the kesef kiddushin to the kali, you have to have Eidei Mesira. You have to have Eidei Lekima Dover. So Rav Meir also requires two sets of Eidei. You have to have Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. So according to the Rabbi Natam, Shehoye Rogi Loimar, he used to always say that even according to Rav Meir that you hold Eidei Chasima unnecessary. Eidei Chasima karsi means that the Eidei Chasima make it into a safer krisus, makes it into a shtar kinyan. It's by get and by shtar kiddushin and by shtar mekach memka, but you still need Eidei Mesira for Dovah Shebi'ervol. So the question that we asked is ridiculous. I asked the question, what would Rav Loza say? Rav Meir holds that Rav Loza's get is potful. Rav Loza has a get that only has 12 lines with no chasimas on the bottom. You give it in the presence of two kasherins. Rav Meir says, potful menatera. What's that get? I get that's the ABC. Every shtar has to have chasimus. A shtar without chasimus is no shtar. So Rav Meir says Rav Loza's case is no good. So I wanted to know, what would Rav Loza say about Rav Meir's case? So according to the Rabbi Natam, that's a silly question. What do you mean? Rav Meir's case, you have to have two Edom signs, and you have to have two Edom watching when you give it over. So Rav Loza says you have more than enough. What's the shayla? You don't even need the two Edom signs. All you need, it's good with the two Edom here. So the question doesn't exist. But the Rif and the Gaonim and the Rambam quote the question. So they clearly do not hold like the Rogel Rabbi Natam Leimer. They hold not like the Rabbi Natam. That according to Rav Meir, when you give Kesed Kiddushin to an Isha, the Gemara said in Kiddushin that you need Eidus Lekim Adova. When you give a get, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adova. You don't need Eidus Lekim Adova.
Why is it Dovah Shebi'ervol?
It's a Dovah Shebi'ervol. So the Gemara there in Kiddushin, Dav Samachay, asks, how do you know that a Dovah Shebi'ervol needs two Eidim Lekim Adova? So the Gemara says, you learned it out. That's in Kiddushin, Dav Samachay, you learned Dovah Mimomen. It says, Al Pishnei Eidim, Yochnei Ben Ashlosh Eidim, Yochnei Dovah, that's Momenes. And here it says, Kimotzeba Ervas Dovah. So the Gemara asks, Imala halan haidoaz baldin, afkan haidoaz baldin. Where are you learning out that you need Eidus Lekima Dovar? From Mominis, so Mominis, haidoaz baldin is kene Eidim Domi. So every case where the Baal, where the Chosin gives the Kiddushin to the Kala directly, he's not sending a Shlich, he's giving the Kiddushin directly, so it is covered with Arayas Eidim. You have Eidus Lekima Dovar, why? The Chosin and the Kala themselves are watching when they give over the get. So if they'll come to Bezin tomorrow and they'll tell us, the Chosin will tell us that he was Mekadosh the Isha, that the Zayin HaDoaz Baldin came Eidim Domi. So that's let that be good. Lekim HaDover. Eidus Lekim HaDover means that the Kiddushin should be done in such a way that it can be proven later on that it was done. No, it can be proven. He'll tell us tomorrow that he did it. So the Gemara said, no, this is Chav Lachrini. That's Chav Lachrini. So Tosis has a question, maybe it's only Chav Lachrini by Kiddushin because she becomes a Surah Kuli Alma. The woman becomes an Eishes Tish, so that's Chav Lachrini. But by Get Adarabi, he makes him a Teres Li Alma. Whereas before he was married to her, so later on, when he gives her the Get, so she's Teres Li Alma. So maybe the whole reasoning that the Gemara gave doesn't apply this. On the last line of Tosis, they said no, it's also Chav Lachrini. To be Kiddushin, the last line in that Tosis, to be Kiddushin, also La Kroivim, to be Gerishin, also La Koyim. So Tosis says that both Kiddushin and Gerishin, they're both called Chav Lachrini, and you can't apply Hadoaz Babin in either, and that's why the Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Leima, that's why the Rabbeinu Tam Fleg Al Mozogin, that just like you need Eidus Lekim Adova when you give the Kesu Kiddushin, so too, you need Eidus Lekim Adova when you give the Get. So the Rashba says he's not so convinced. The Rashba goes with the Shiti Sarif, Arambam, Hagoinim, Vachach Misvarat. Rashi says not so convinced. The Gemara in Kiddushin Dav Samachay only says it by Kiddushin. Maybe it's not true. Maybe by Get you don't need.
A narrow Chavlar Lachrini like that is considered Chavlar. It's more not Chav, then only for
one little thing.
See, last week we explained the Rabbeinu Tam. We explained what he meant. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said. That's how they quote B'Shem Avchaim. Rav Shimon Shkop has like that. Chav Lachrini just means that the whole concept of Baldin doesn't. Does Baldin Kimeidim Dom is only a Baldin. Baldin only applies in Dinim Amrim. Here it's a Baldover. It's a different term. In Gitni Kedushin, there's a Baldover. The Chosin and the Kala, they are the Baldvarim. We're discussing, are they married with each other? Are they not married to each other? So you can call them Baldvarim. You say, the one who's a Karev is postulated. What do you mean, one is a Karev? I have relatives. I'm related to my wife and my children, to my parents. I have a lot of relatives. Everybody's a Karev. No, it means Karev to the Baldover. Are you a Karev to the Baldover? So we understand Karevim in Apostle, both in Mominus and in Dina Nefoshis and in Dovah Shebi'erva. Why? You don't have to be only Karev to the Baldin. If you're a Karev to the Baldover, you're also Apostle. A Karev to the Baldover is also called a Karev. But to say Hadras Baldin, that's only Baldin. Hadras Baldin, not Hadras Baldover. Hadras Baldin Kemedim Dami has no application at all in Gittin Mikidushin. So that's probably what Taisus understood. Even though it's 99% not Chav Lachrin, it's only 1% Kohanim. How many Kohanim are there in the world? 1%, 2%, every day. How many Kohanim are there in the whole cloud? So it's 1% Chav Lachrin, but it doesn't mean that. It means he's not called the Baldin. The concept of Baldin doesn't apply in any Sevet. It only applies in Didim Amrim. So according to Taisus, this whole question that the Rif raises is meaningless. What would Rav Lezer say about Rav Meir's case? It's Daiva Haisa. You have Eidech Hasima with Eidech Masira. It's 150%. Well, there's nothing to discuss. Well, of course it's good. But the Rif and the Goinim obviously think not so. They hold that according to Rav Meir, all you need is Eidech Hasima, and there's no need for Eidech Masira at all. You don't have to have any Eidim watching. So that's what the Rif wants to know. So what would Rav Lezer say about Rav Meir's case? Rav Meir says that that's a kosher get, that you have Eidech Hasima without any Eidech Masira. Rav Lezer says if you have Eidech Masira without Eidech Hasima is good. Does Rav Lezer mean to say there are two kosher, there are two valid ways, two unrelated ways, two different ways of making a shtar kinyan? One way, one brand of a shtar kinyan is the way Rav Meir says, by giving you a raya that the karka belongs to you, it becomes yours. And another way is in ganzen different. If I just give the sipur hamaisa diksav and I give it in the presence of witnesses, that's another brand of a shtar kinyan. Two totally different kinds of shtar kinyan. Or should you say no? The Rav Lezer only holds there's one kind of shtar kinyan, his way, and Rav Meir's way is totally wrong. So the Rif proves that there are two kinds of shtar, even though it's a strange svara, two different. You can either go this way or that way. Two different ways. The Rif proves with kama v'kama rayas that according to Rav Lezer, Rav Meir's get is a good get, and Rav Lezer says Eidim Misira Karsa means af Eidim Misira Karsa. You can either do like Rav Meir or do my way. That's called in the Rishonim and Nachman, they call that the Shitas Arif is Af Eidim Misira Karsi. You can either do like Rav Meir, Eidim Misira Karsi will make it into a shtar kinyan, or Eidim Misira make. So one of the Rif's rayas is Argimar. He quotes Argimar. The Rif is on Daf Peivov. What's the Rif doing on Daf Peivov? Why isn't it on Ardaf? Because the Gemara before quoted that Mishnah, Shloshi Gitin Sulam, Nisa Vlad Kasha, and the Gemara there talks about Rav Meir, Rav Lezer. So the Rif was Kaveya, he was summing up the Mesichtis towards the end. The Mesichtis ends on Daf Tzadik. So towards the end of the Mesichtis, he tries to tie up all the loose ends in conjunction with that Mishnah.
Even
Raya, that's the answer. You just said the answer. Eidim Aksidim al Ashtar is talking about Ashtar Raya. When you have Ashtar Raya, that's fine. So that's Ashtar Raya. That's a Kabbalah Seder. But Rav Meir, Rav Lezer, they're talking about Ashtar Kinyan. A man wants to get married, a man wants to get divorced, a man wants to be Machne Karka. So Rav Lezer Shita is, you don't need Ashtar Raya. You make Ashtar Kinyan, and Ashtar Kinyan doesn't need Eidim Chasima. That's Rav Lezer Shita. Then you don't need. Then you don't need the Eidim Misira. That's what the Rif says. That's what the Rif says. The Rif adds it on to the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say it, and the Rif adds it on, but he's going to prove that it has to be so. So I'll tell you his proof. He has a few hachoches. So this is one of them.
It could have been said that according to Rabbi Lezer, that the Eidim Misira are living signatures. Oh, you have it. You need a chokhmah. You need a chokhmah. So therefore,
living signatures, but it's not a star.
But the chokhmah, so why do we need that material? To be able to establish the fact that how did it happen? That those two people did it. So therefore, they are like the signatories.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so. Maybe we didn't explain it. Let me explain it. Let's say if you give Keser Kiddushin to the Kala under the Chuppah, so the Gemara says Beferish that you need Eidim watching. That's what we call Eidim Lakim Adover. That if a Chosin, if the boy gives a ring to the girl and says Harayat and there are no Eidim watching, so the Gemara says Beferish that Kiddushin is not Kala. What kind of a din is that? But he said Harayat and he wants and she wants and he gave it Shove Pruto. So what's missing? What just because there are no Eidim, what's missing? So Abchayim explains in a Sefer, he thinks that the Rambam Shita is. Mishlam Melech thinks that the Rambam Shita is like this also. Mishlam Melech is a little before Abchai. Some of the Achrayim say that the Rambam Shita is that if you don't have Eidim Lekim Adavor, it's not a strong enough Das. The Das has to be expressed in public. And public doesn't mean you have to have a Shishim Riba, you don't have to have a million people. Two Kosher Eidim is called public. If I express my Das in the presence of two Kosher Eidim, I cannot liken up later on, I cannot deny that I was masking to the Kiddushin. If I'm just Mekadosh the girl, Beni Lebeino, and there's no one else this, I can always deny tomorrow and say that I never did. I'm not going to deny. I want to marry the girl. I want to remain. But still, it's a lower level of Das. But if I express my Das Kiddushin in public in the presence of two Kosher Eidim, that means that if I deny it, they're going to chop me with the lie and they're going to prove that it's not so. So that's considered a higher level of Das. So the need, that's how Rav Chaim explains it. Mishnah Melech says it, but Rav Chaim explains it a little bit. So Rav Chaim explains it that the purpose, according to the Rambam, the purpose of Eidus Lekim Adav is to elevate the level of Das to a higher level of Das. Apparently, that's how Tesis understands Rav Loza Shita. El Eide Mistira Karsi. What does it mean? If I say Hariat Mukadeshes Balpeh, that's not good enough. I say that my building, 24 Bennett, hereby belongs to you. That's not good enough just to say it belongs to you. I tell my wife, Hariat Mugureshes Mimeni, she doesn't become Mugureshes. But if I write it on a piece of paper and I give it to her in the presence of two Eidim, then the Das is elevated to a higher level of Das because I wrote it on a piece of paper, I made it concrete, not Samdvarim, and I gave over the piece of paper in the presence of two kosher witnesses. So that also, the Das is strengthened by the two things. The fact that I concretized it, that I wrote it down on a piece of paper. A lot of times people have ideas going through their head, but when they write it down, so they put their thoughts together. So that's one point that makes the Das stronger, and the fact that I expressed the Das in the presence of the two kosher Eidim, that also makes it a stronger level of Das. That's why Taisa says over here, that even my Shtamachiris Karka, Shtamatnas Karka, you need Eidim Isira. Then Taisa backed out for a different reason, because the Hadas Badin can substitute for the Eidus Lekim Adavar, but Taisus understood in abstract, Taisus understood in principle, that the Eidim Mesirah Karsa even applies to Shtari Mamet, it applies to all stories, that you need these two points to make it into a stronger level of Das. So that's Rav Loza Shita, that Eidim Mesirah Karsa, you need the writing it down, plus the expression of the Das in the presence of the two Kosher Eidim, that makes it into a higher level of Das, and that's how it works. Eidim Chasima Karsa is a totally different, you can't say they're living... The living chasimus. It's in ganz in a different voice.
What is the purpose of the chasimus?
No. Eide chasim is a different thing. That I should give you a raya that it's so. I give you a document that says, signed by witnesses, that the house that I own, 24 Bennett, now belongs to you. So by my giving you a, and now you can prove that the house belongs to you. But it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me. The answer is, if I gave you a raya that it belongs to you, that causes it now to belong to you. I walk over to a single girl and I give her a document that says that we are married. But we're not married. No, if I gave her a raya that we're married, and she and I are both interested in getting married, this itself accomplishes that we just became married. So that's according to Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's understanding of Shtar Kinyan. So the Rif says that according to Rav Lozer, it's either this or this. They're really totally different understandings of a Shtar Kinyan. So the Rif is going to prove it. That Rav Lozer is masking with Rav Meir, that's one brand, that's one... style, one way to make a Shtar Kinyan, and the other way to make a Shtar Kinyan is with elevating it to the higher level of Das, Eidim Isir, with the Ksav and so on. So the Rif brings the Raya from our Gemara. The Gemara says that according to Rav Lozer, you don't need any Eidim Chasim signing, but if they sign, they have to sign Lishma. If they sign Shalom Lishma, it's no good. So the Rif obviously was bothered with this kasha. What are you talking about? Sign Lishmo. It's impossible to sign Lishmo. Even if he's going to think Lishmo, it's not going to be Chal. What kind of Lishmo? Lishmo means that this is going to lead up to the Gerushin. If the Chasim is Lo Malo Lo Moirid, so it's a Raya from the Gemara that it is Malo Moirid. If you have Eri Chasima, that you don't need Eri Mesira. The Rav Loza would be masking with Ramea. If you have Eri Chasima, that you wouldn't need the Eri Mesira. So that's why it is Nitfas and the Chasima Lishmo. That's the Rif's Raya from our Gemara. That's how we learn our Gemara. Mizuyef Mitoichai.
No. That's.
The Gemara had three kinds of mezuyif mitoicha. The Gemara has later of goyim sign. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf chav ches, the Tosfos quoted, has this kriyim sign. And the third case is our Gemara dalet amalaf when the eidei chasim sign shelo lishma. So goyim signed and kriyim signed. That we understand. No, that we understand why it's no good mezuyif mitoicha. Why it's no good? Dil masal the mismach alay leidim esirit. You made by mistake. Rely on those two eidim who signed to use them to serve as Eidim Nesirah. That's what the Gemara said, that's the reason. But Tosfos asks over here, what's the hashash over here? If the Eidim are going to sign Shalom Lishmo, so what, it's not a psul deraisa. Mizif Mitech is only a psul derabbanan. So what churve can be nothing b'nei? What terrible tragedy is going to happen over here already? The Eidim Chasim signed Shalom Lishmo, Tosfos wants to know, what mistake can you make? What maybe you'll rely on them for Eidim Nesirah, they won't have a mind Lishmo when they're serving as Eidim Nesirah. What's the problem? So Tosfos says Ashver Adaychik that if you'll rely on the Eidim Chasima who signed Shalom Lishmo, if you'll allow writing Shalom Lishmo, the Chasima, so you may make a mistake and think that even writing the get Shalom Lishmo is also Ashver HaChashash. It's Ashver HaChashash. And then furthermore, what's more difficult is, according to Tosfos, it's not even Chal Lishmo. What do you mean? They sign Shalom Lishmo. They always sign Shalom Lishmo. It's impossible to sign Lishmo. So the Rif comes and he answers all the problems. The Rif says, no, the Hashash is, if they'll sign Shalom Lishmo, you may not have any Eidim Mesirah, and you'll rely on the Eidim Chasima. No, that'll be no good benatar. The Eidim Chasima signed Shalom Lishmo. If you'll ignore the Eidim Chasima and you'll have Eidim Mesirah, good. You'll have Eidim Mesirah, it'll be good. But you may think, oh, what do I need Eidim Mesirah for? I have Eidim Chasima. Half any Mesirah Kashi, you can do either like Rav Meir or like Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer is masking if you do like Rav Meir is good. He just added on another form that this is also good. So that's what the Hashash is. And if the Eidim will sign Lishmo and you won't have Eidim Mesirah, then the Eidim Chasima will make it into the get. Then it is Nitfas in Lishmo. According to the Rif, we understand very well the Gemara. It's Shaykh that it will be written Lishmo. And it's Shaykh Hashtarka Hashash. You'll rely on the Eidim Chasima without having any Eidim Mesirah. So the Gemara works out wonderfully. We understand the Gemara. Kamin Chayna. The Gemara is Gevaldik. That's when we learned Gittin, Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't understand at all. How did the Balei HaTosfos understand this Gemara? What do you mean the Eidim have to sign Lishmo? It's impossible to sign Lishmo. He thought the Rif Sarchacha was so strong.
Why do you say it's impossible to sign Lishmo?
Lishmo doesn't just mean, let's say I'll write a shtikl Torah l'shem gerishin. What has it got to do with the shem? It's
no,
not chal. I want you to sign Lishmo. But what are the words signing Lishmo? What does Lishmo mean? Lishmo means that by my doing this is going to make it possible to do it.
They know what they're signing. They know that this is the case.
More than that, Lishmo means that this is the haskalah of the gerishin. This is going to lead up to the gerishin. This is already the haskalah. By a ksuba, when the goy prints the ksuba, he pushes the button in the factory, he prints a million copies of the ksuba, you don't need lishmo. Because the writing of the ksuba is just a hachana, and the giving over of the ksuba is the kinyan. But by a get, the writing of the get is the haskal of the maisa gerishin. So writing lishmo and signing lishmo means that this is already the haskal of the gerishin. Amed v'amamun, where can you say that the signing of the get is the haskal of the gerishin if you hold like that meyer? That the Eidim, you have to have Eidim sign on the get. But if you're all like Rav Loza, that Eidim do not have to sign on the get, and the get is going to be the same with or without the Chasimus Eidim, so what do you mean? We want the Eidim to sign the Shmo. Even if they're going to say, we're signing the Shmo, it's meaningless. That's like printing a newspaper, the Shmo. The Shem Gerushin. What does the newspaper got to do with the Gerushin? What is the Chasima Mala Amorit? It doesn't make absolutely any difference ki hu deh. Whether they get the sign or they get the not sign. The Gemara says the difference is going to be, will the woman be able to prove that she's Megureshes? That's how the Gemara says. If you're going to do like Rav Loza says, you just have a get with the 12 lines without any chasimus. You'll give it in the presence of two eid and mesira. So the Gemara says a chashash, and she'll want to remarry. She's not going to remarry tomorrow. She has to find a shidduch. So it'll take her a couple of years till this grush is going to find a shidduch. Then what's going to be? The Eidim will die. The Eidim will go to Medina Sayyam. So how is she going to prove that she's divorced? So the Gemara says, an Eitzot Tov is, if they take it oilam, have the Eidim sign the get. So what are they signing the get? That the Echasima should serve as a shtaraya, proof that she was Nizgarsha. But when they sign the get, this absolutely has no shaykhus. This signature has no relevance whatsoever for the get making the gerish, and it's just l'raya. So that's what the Rif was bothered with. So how can you sign the Shema? It's impossible to sign the Shema. The Shema means that this is the Haschal of the Gerishin. Never. The Chesim is never the Haschal of the Gerishin. It doesn't lead up to the Gerishin. It only leads up to a Raya. It's never going to lead up to the Kinyan HaGerishin.
What value is it that the woman brings the sign get? That's the point of Avelozah. Yeah. Assuming that Eid Chesim doesn't convey the actual get. It's a thick and oily. So what kind of Raya is it? I bring a sign get, but I don't have the Eid Chesim to back it up. That this maiden
through
a good get.
Oh, so that's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. Rabbi Natam used to say, what did Rabbi Natam used to say? That according to Rab Meir, you have to have two pairs of witnesses. You have to have 280 chasim assigned, and you have to have 280 mysteria watching when you give it over, like when you give a kiddushin under the chuppah. You have to have 280 kiddushin. You have to have lekim adav, you have to have. So the Rabbi Natam is bothered with your kasha, exactly. This is Tosis kasha, and I adav. I didn't read the whole Tosis inside. This is Tosis Kasha, what you're asking. The woman produces a get, so we say she may remarry. How can she remarry? How do we know that the way Eidim Mesira watching? You have to have Afila Aliba the Rav Meir. You always have to have Eidim Mesira watching. So the Rabbi Natam answers. Rabbi Natam answers like this. When did the Eidim Hasima sign the get? Before the husband gives the get to the Isha. They don't sign it after he gave it. They sign it before. So when they sign, what are they testifying to? Nothing happened yet. They're testifying he's interested. They don't know what, they can't predict the future, that he's interested. Right now he's interested in giving a get. So how does that, when they sign that he's interested in giving a get, how does that prove later on that she's geget? So the Nesivis quotes in the name of the Pnei Yeshua. Oh, because she's holding it. What does that mean, she's holding it? When you have tefisas, the get was clearly intended to be given to her. So she's al pidin called the Baal Ashtar. The Baal Ashtar. She's the Baal Ashtar. Okay. When the Baal Ashtar is holding on to the Shtar, and he claims that the Shtar was given to me the way it's supposed to be, and the likelihood is that it is so, she probably didn't steal it. There is a possibility. Yeah. The husband prepared a get, and then she found out about it. He lost it, threw it in the garbage, and she picked it up, and she claims that he divorced her. That's a possibility, but the likelihood is that it's not so. The rav is that Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shanasa. Mistama, the husband must have given her the get, and Mistama, he didn't put it on the table and tell her to pick it up. That's no good. If Baal puts the get on the table and tells her, Tli Gitach Ma'agabi Karka, pick it up, there's no good. There's a lack of Nesina. So we assume Tosis coins that. We assume Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shanasa, because that is the likelihood. Most of the time,
why should be assumed?
So that's a klal in Hilchus. Why should you assume Shaila? So the answer is whatever is probably so. Whatever there's a roiv. So we read in between the lines of the shtar, and we say that this too is included in the Hagodah Seidus of the shtar. Even though the Eidim at the time that they signed the shtar, they don't know. They didn't see anything. They only see the Baal is interested in giving a get. That's all. And everything else happened after they signed. The giving of the get, whether it was given, and it was given in the presence of two Eidim Esira, and it was an Esina, it wasn't thinking of Magabi Kark. All these things happened. If they did happen, they all happened later. But nonetheless, Kach Nemar Alocha, that whenever you have a shtar, that the Eidim signed knowing something has already happened, namely the Baal is interested in divorcing his wife, so that they know is so, and they signed the shtar, and the shtar is given to and the shtar is now held by the Isha, and she is clearly the Baal Ashtar. The Shtar was intended to be given to her. So when she tainis that everything that was supposed to have been done was done, and the likelihood is Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shanasa, Mistama everything did happen. So the Halacha says that we read this into the get, and that's considered part of the Haggadah Seidus of the get. So that's how the Rabbi Natam answers your kasha. He says, how do you ever know that there were Eidim Mesira? Even Rab Meir requires Eidim Mesira. Bein le Rab Meir, bein le Rab Loza. So how can the woman prove that she's divorced based on producing a get with the chesimus on the bottom? Bizmana said that's not the practice. Our practice today is that after you give the get, the Mesadar get takes it back and he keeps it in his file. And then they give the Isha a Ptur. The Ptur is a document that's written, that's authorized by the Bezin. That's a Shtar Maise Bezin. It's a different thing. A Shtar Maise Bezin means the Bezin has the right to authorize the writing. Let's say Bezin makes a Din Torah. They make a Din Torah and they decide that somebody is chayiv the money. And then Bezin writes a document and they give it to you that you won the case. So who gave the Bezin the right? Let's say you lost and he won. And you don't give permission to the Bezin to write. Whoever heard of writing a shtar without dasam is chayiv. This shtar says that he lost and you won, so he has to authorize it. The answer is, whoever loses a din Torah will never give Bezin permission to write. They walk out of Bezin and say, "I won." It happens. It happens a lot of times. They have a din Torah. The guy who lost walks out. He says, "I won the din Torah." So how can you prevent that? So the Bezin write the shtar. How can Bezin write a shtar but they weren't authorized? So the answer is that's the halacha. What the mocker is a question, but that's the halacha that the Bezin clearly has the right, has the authority to write a Maise Bezin, that's what it's called, a Shtar Maise Bezin, without having the authorization of the Das and the Sky, without the authorization of the one who lost the Din Torah. So once you say like that, so we assume that Bezin can write a Shtar Maise Bezin. The Gemara says that Bezin can write a Shtar by Chalitza. The Gemara never talks about a Ptur. We have what we call in Yiddish a Ptur by Get. The Gemara talks about a Get Chalitza. A get chalitza doesn't mean that the Yavam gives a get to the Yavama. That's not going to help. The Mishnah says, the first Mishnah in Kiddushin says, that the Yavama is only mutaris lehinasi lashuk if the Yavam does chalitza. If he gives a get, it's no good. And if a man is married, if he gives chalitza, it's no good. He only has to give a get. The only way to be matanesh ish lashuk is by get, or misus abal. And the only way to be matan Yavama lashuk is only by chalitza. So when the Gemara talks about a get chalitza, the Gemara with the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mean that the Yavam writes a get chalitza to the Yavama. It means after they do the chalitza, then the Bezdin writes as a proof, as a shtar raya. How is she going to prove that she had the chalitza? She's going to wait till she gets a shidduch. It's going to take a while. And then when she's going to get the shidduch, maybe the Yadim who were there, Bishas chalitza, will disappear. So how is she going to prove it? And what are you going to have? The Yadim should write. The Yadim should write a shtar chalitza. Who's going to authorize the Yadim to write a Shtar Chalitza? The Yavam. The Yavam has the Das on its Chayiv. If you're all like this, Tosis and Issa the Heter, there is no Das on its Chayiv. There's only they can only have a Das on its Chayiv in Dini Mamanin, where there's a Hoiduaz Baldin. The Hoiduaz Baldin is the Das on its Chayiv. In Issa the Heter, you can't have a lot of Rishonim say, in Issa the Heter, there is no such thing as a Das on its Chayiv. So who's going to authorize the writing of the Shtar Chalitza? So that's what the Gemara has in Yavamis. The Gemara has in a few places in Yavamis that the practice was that the Bezin would write the Shtar Chalitza. The Bezin has the right, has the authority to write documents, to write a shtarai without dasan eschayiv. And that's our practice by get also. After you have a Bezin that's mesada the get, and then the Bezin authorizes the writing, our meaning is that the Bezin themselves sign the ptur. That you don't even need that they should sign it, but they have to authorize the writing of such a ptur. And that should be signed at least by two eidim. Rav Soloveitchik once said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, had a taina that maybe it only makes sense to write Shtar Chalitza by Chalitza because Chalitza needs a Bezin. The Bezin has to participate and they have to watch. So since they have let's say there was a Din Torah, one lost and the other one won. So the Bezin that made the Din Torah, they can authorize the writing of a Shtar. Because they're Mechutanim over here, they have a Shaykhet. The Bezin that supervised the Chalitza, they can authorize the writing of the Shtar Chalitza. But by get, if one should assume that you don't need a Bezin for Ksivus HaGet, so where do they come in to authorize the writing of a Ptur? So the Chayyar Moshe Soloveitchik thought that from the fact that this is our practice, that we have a Bezin write a Ptur, this itself is a Hechacha to the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Ibn Ezer that the proper thing is that you need a Bezin for Ksivus HaGet. So Shver Ramah. But he thought that the Chayyar this should be perhaps a Rashi, the first daf in Sanhedrin, yeah. The Nadi Yehuda talks about that Rashi. The Achrena Mamatcha Shaila, about the Rashi on the first daf in Sanhedrin, sounds like he says also like that. That you need a Bezna for a gift. Right.
You mentioned Shtar Ksuba before. Does it mean that you need Eidim Nasiris or Nasinas Ksuba?
No, the Pashta says you don't, because the Ksuba is a Shtar Raya, it's not a Shtar Kinya, because we make the Koninim in Eid, we already made the Kabbalah's Kinyan. For the ksubas. So once the rabbi gives the handkerchief to the chas and he accepts upon himself all of the shibudim, so the ksuba is only l'raya b'yam, it's not l'kinyan. So the pashta says the whole question of eidah chsima kaisi, eidah masira kaisi doesn't come in at all. That's what we mentioned, that there's a recent practice in the last few years that some rabbanim insist on having Eidei Mesira. They call over Eidei. The Eidei Kiddushin should come and watch. By the Chassan at first, you give over the ring. Say the Mesira Kiddushin says the bracha. Then the Chassan gives over the ring. And then they have a hafsoka, they read the ksuba. And then some rabbanim will call back the Eidim who were watching when the ring was given over, that they should watch when the chassan gives over the shtar to the caliph. Why do they have to have Eidim watching? Because we pass like our blazer with Eidim Mesirah Karsin. So the pashtus says that it doesn't make any sense. Eidim Mesirah Karsin means by shtar kinyan, but the ksuba is not a shtar kinyan, it's a shtar raya. So that's why I mentioned the story. The Rav Shneur Kotler once saw Rav Aaron Kotler. Rav Shneur Kotler once saw Rav Moshe Feinstein. Called over the Eidim. And he asked them, why does he do that? It doesn't make any sense. The Rav Moshe said, he doesn't understand it either, but he once saw Rabban Kotler did like that. So he thought the Rabban must have had some reason. It really doesn't make any sense. What Shachta says, so someone said that it says in the Rishonim, someone mentioned that it says in some of the Rishonim, that we are choshish, that maybe there was something wrong with the Kesef Kedushin, maybe the ring wasn't Shavaputa, maybe it wasn't his ring, maybe it's a Gagambata ring, that maybe the Kedusha Kesef wasn't valid. So we're going to try a second try, we'll try to be Mekadosh the Kedusha Shtar. That's fine if the Ksuba was written Lashma. If the Ksuba was written Lashma, it's fine. Usually the Ksuba is a printed text. Haveli Yintu is not written Lashma. And then,
why does it have to be Lashma? Why can't it, assuming that she would say instead of taking the ring, she knows that the paper is worth the Shavaputa. She's being
Kaddish the husband was going to say she's still married to him and he wants his wife back.
He doesn't want her to marry.
It wasn't written in Shema. I never gave it to him properly. It was always in the seal to prove that I gave it to him. He can make all types of paragraphs. The fact that she has a written yes with sign that she doesn't have anything to seal to prove anything else.
No, so that's what Tosfos points out from the Gemara. We assume the stomach had called the half shenasa. If I have the isha has a shtar that has chasimis, and the shtar was intended to be given to her, it has her name. It says that she is the balance. Okay. No good. Okay. Okay. If it comes from Medina, if it comes from Medina Sayyam, so you have that problem? So you have to have a Bifanei Nechta. That's correct. And if you don't say Bifanei Nechta, I mean, what if the get was sent from Medina Sayyam? So Mestama the Bezim will write a Ptur, and in that Ptur they'll write that the everything was done properly, and the Shlech Lailach Gezak Bifanei Nechta. That'll be written into the Ptur. Yeah, you have to spell everything out in the Ptur, that everything. We constituted a bezin, we checked through everything, and everything was done properly. So if it says that, so then we assume everything was done properly.
It's all in belief.
According to Rabbi maybe the chat is the seal of Shtar,
Again, according to Rav Lozer, you don't need Eidei Chasima. You don't need. You don't need any. Either or. Rav Lozer holds either like Rav Meir or like Hishita. Yeah, yeah.
And the Chasima is the key of the shtar.
The Chasima makes it into a shtar. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Meaning Rav Lozer is masking with Rav Meir. You can either have Eidei Chasima, which make it into a shtar, or have no Eidei Chasima, and Eidei Mesira will make it into a shtar. That's how the Rif says. You can either have like Rav Meir or like Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer is masking with Rav Meir, and he gives you another reifen of making a shtar kinyan. That's the Rif sheet, yeah. That's what we're working on. We're in the middle of the Rif. That's right.
Why don't we say, just like you said, the game that when you saw they said the point everything, why don't you also say that
the Ramban, it's a good question. I think the answer is the following. The Ramban in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph has a klal which the other Rishonim also agreed to. I don't think anybody disagrees. Ramban says that a shtar only begins to give a Haggadah Seder. A shtar with Eidei Chasim, it gives a Haggadah Seder. It only begins to give a Haggadah Seder after you have Tfisas Baal HaShtar, after it's delivered to the person to whom it was intended. So when the Shliach Lailocha comes from Chutz Lars and he's holding out to this get, it hasn't yet been delivered to the Isha. Because man, that there's no Tfisas Baal HaShtar, the Isha is not holding on, you can't say the shtar says that it's Nichtav Lishma. The shtar doesn't say a word.
Why should we raise it to the
mutual? Oh,
so that's
no, no. So the Gemara says it's only midirabbanan. Gemara says it's only midirabbanan. Then I tell you, have a raiv. When I tell you, have a raiv. That raiv suffered the dina even according to Rav Meir, who's chayish miyuta, but it's only miyuta the miyuta. So we call it stam suffered the dina. Stam suffered the dina means better than raiv suffered the dina. It's only miyuta the miyuta again. The Gemara says you're right. Then I tell you. You have a biru, not a biru of Eidim, but you have a biru of Raif. And nonetheless, they were machmir lahatrich, b'fonai nechta. But you can't ask, but we have the biru of Eidim. You don't have the biru of Eidim until it's given. And the Chacham said, don't give it. We don't want you to give the shtar. If what? Well, the Isha sends a shlich le Kabbalah, and the Baal gives it to the Isha. No? And who gave the get to the Shliach LeKabbal? The Baal gave it directly.
Yeah.
No, the Baal gives the get directly. You don't have to say before an echta, before an echta. There's no need. So the Shliach LeKabbal comes back, he gives the Isha the get. There was no Takana Chachamim in such a case. The Shliach LeKabbal will give the get to the Isha, and the get will say
like
that it was Nichtav Lishma. Yeah.
Like
yeah. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. So again, the Rif raised the question. Let's review again. The Rif raised the question. What does Rav Meir say about Rav Loza's get? Rav Loza has a funny get. It has a get written, no chasimus on the bottom. You give it in the presence of two eidim. So Rav Meir says, it's no good minatera. It's a get bottom minatera. Nothing, no two ways about it. And we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Rav Loza, that eidim is sirikas. Then the Rif asks that we know. Then the Rif asks the question, what does Rav Loza say about Rav Meir's get? What if you have a get? So according to Tosfos, there's nothing to discuss. But according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Gaon, there is. Rav Meir holds you have a get with Eidei Chasim, you don't have any Eidei Misira. And Rav Meir says that it's still good. So what Rav Loza say about that? So the Rif has a chiddush and Daf Pei Vav that Rav Loza would say it's also good. Rav Loza is masking with Rav Meir's get and he adds on another kind of a get. So this was one haichacha from our Gemara. Again, this was one haichacha. But the fact that the Gemara talks about signing the get l'shmo, how can they ever sign l'shmo? That's what we started before. The whole idea of writing a sign l'shmo means that this is the haskol of the gerushin. This is going to lead up to the gerushin. Since, according to Rav Loza, since when does the chasima lead up to the gerushin? Slamala v'lamorit. So the Rif said, no, you see from the Gemara that it is possible to sign l'shmo. Why? If you have Eidei chasima, then you don't need Eidei Mesira. Rav Loza is masking with Rav Meir. If you would have Eidei chasima sign, you wouldn't require Eidei Mesira. So in that case, the Eidei Chasima are leading up to the Gerushin. They're making it possible to have the Maisa Gerushin. So this Shaykh have Lishma. The Gemara says it's a Psul de Rabbanon. Why? If you will have Eidei Mesira. If you're not going to have Eidei Mesira, it'll be a Psul de Reis, because the Eidim signed Shalom Lishma. And the reason for the Gzera, the reason for the Chumah de Rabbanon is that you may rely on the Eidei Chasima and not require any Eidei Mesira. In that case, it'll take a big possible minute. But that's how the Rif learns our Gemara. Wonderful. We understand the Raya so well. That's what the Rav Tanya is such a good rite. We don't really understand how in the world the Tosfos understand the Gemara. How is it possible to sign the Shema? That was a Pella. Then the Rif has another raya. We have to have a few rites. We're just going to concentrate on these two. The one we did and the other one is this. We also did. We discussed it already. The Mishnah said on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We discussed it a few times. The Mishnah says on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in the middle of all of the Takanas, the Rabbanim, Mifnei Tikkun Olam. You have Mishnais before, Mishnais after, various takonas of the Kohen gets the first aliyah and Saint Tikkun Olam, and Metzias Chesra, to the cotton is cotton picks up, and Metzias only Kohen, and the Rabbanim, and Saint Tikkun Olam, all the various takonas. In the middle of all the takonas, it says in the second Mishnah, and Lama Dalet on the base, towards the end of the Mishnah, that the Eidim Chais Mamalaget, and Saint Tikkun Olam. So we had the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. Saint Tikkun Olam, there Raisahu. That's what a get is all about. You have to have Eidei Chasima. So the Gemara answered that it goes according to Rav Loza. Rav Loza says you don't need any Eidei Chasima. You don't need Eidei Chasima. You can give the get in the presence of Eidei Mesira. But there's a concern over here. Zimnin de Maitzi Sahadi. Sometimes the witnesses will die. Yomusu. Or inami zimnan dazlin medina sayam. They'll travel away to a distant place. So how is the woman going to prove? How is the grusha going to be able to prove that she was divorced? So an eitzah teiva, the Mishnah tells you an eitzah teiva, minig or an eitzah teiva, that we would recommend that you should have eidah chasima sign on the gift. So the Rif says, Araya from the Gemara, that if you have Eidei, if you have Eidei Hasime, you don't need Eidei Mesir. So the Balamor says, Balamor holds like Tesis. So the Balamor rips apart all the Raya. He says, the Raya from Dav David, what's the Raya? It's Mezib Mitech, Mezib Mitech is no Raya. He just goes to the Gemara like Tesis, doesn't see the Raya. The Raya from Dav David was, how can you call it Lishma? That was the problem. And what should the Hashash be? So here, Balamor says on Daf Peivog, Rabbi Nizrachi Alevi, on the bottom of the Rif says, he doesn't understand, what is this Araya to anything? What's for Araya? According to Rabbi Loza, the Eidim sign on the get, not for the purpose of making it into a Shtar Kinyan. According to Rabbi Loza, there's only one way to make a Shtar Kinyan, Eidim Mesira. There's only Eidim Mesira. The Eidim Hasima is not going to help from today till next year. The Eidim Hasima is an Eidim, they should serve as a Shtar Raya, not as a Shtar Kinyan. Where did the Rif see in this Gemara that the Eidim Hasima serve as to make it into a Shtar Kinyan? Where does he see that in the Gemara? That's the kash. That's what the Balamor says. He doesn't see any raya. So here, on the Rif's raya, there's a famous comment that the Ktzeis HaChoshen has. The Ktzeis HaChoshen wrote a whole commentary on the Choshen Mishpat. Has chidushi halach halach lemaisa. So the Nesivis wrote a whole sefer on Choshen Mishpat. They were contemporaries. And Ashrayt Zvakert. A lot of times the Nesivis writes on his own thing, and every so often he chapters the Ktzeis. The Nesivis was not written to disagree with the Ktzeis. Not like the Hasogas HaRaizid comes to disagree with the Rambam. Nesivis wrote a sefer on Choshen Mishpat, and every so often, pretty often, he will quote something from the Ktzeis and chap, and he disagrees. So the Ktzeis HaChoshen wrote Kuntres to be Miyashe. So from the 1,001, from the 1,001,000 kashas that the Nesivis has, that the Ktzeis Farenf is around 50 kashas. And then he says, just like I Farenf for all of these kashas, I have to Utsum on everything, I just don't have time to write such a long sefer, etc. That's the Hakim Farem for all the kashas. That's called the Meshevev Nesivis. In the end of the Ktzeis HaChoshen, he has the Meshevev Nesivis, the answers to the kashas that the Nesivis has against the Ktzeis. So in Sima Samach Aleph, there's a Meshevev Nesivis that's written by the Ktzeis, the answer, where he quotes, it's not really so much original, he just quotes the Hagos Mordechai. In the back of every Mesich, you have the Mordechai, and then you have the Mordechai that is, I don't know exactly why it was written like that. The Mordechai goes in the order of the Rif. Mordechai goes in the order of the Gemara, in the order of the Rif. And then in the end of every Masechta, after you have all the Mordechai, that goes in order of the Prokim, then you have miscellaneous comments of the Mordechai out of order. Those are always called the Hagos Mordechai. At the end of every Masechta, like over here, everything goes in order, until over here, page, you don't have a Rif. You don't have a Rif. So until you get to page Tes, page 17, then it has Hagos Mordechai, everything out of order. Just odds and ends come. A lot of times you have a lot of Hagos Mordechai, a lot of times you have little Hagos Mordechai. So the Meshevev Nesivis and Simon Samach Aleph quotes Hagos Mordechai, where he quotes Rabbeinu Simcha, one of the Balei HaTesis, who says the following. Ashayla Alocha Lamaisa, let's say, Mordechai allows him to have little Agos Mordechai. So the Shevev Nesivis and Simon Samach Aleph quotes Agos Mordechai, where he quotes Rabbeinu Simcha, one of the Balei HaTesis, who says the following. Ashayla Alocha Lamaisa, let's say, I've been married to my wife for the last 28 years. And somebody thinks that and we have 9 children. And someone thinks, granted, I was at my cousin's wedding socket when Rabbi Danny Linden married my cousin, so someone wanted my aunt to set him up with my wife. So she was dancing. So there was a single boy, and he was interested in going out with my wife. So my aunt said that this girl comes with a big baggage. So he said, what? He said, she has 9 children. You gotta take the 9 children with her. He said, she's married, she has 9 children. So let's say my wife is walking around and no one believes that she's married, they think that she's single. So she wants me to give her a shtar raya that she's married. So I'll say, okay, I'll authorize the eidim, they should write, they were at my wedding, they should write a shtar raya that she's married. So the din is that you can only write a shtar if the shtar is authorized by the Das HaMeschayev. Either Das HaMeschayev or the Bezin, a shtar maisa Bezin. Bezdin can authorize. But if you don't have it authorized by the Bezdin, Das HaMitzchayev has to write. So the husband is the husband, the Das HaMitzchayev, to authorize the writing of a Shtar Raya, that his wife is married. What is he Mitzchayev? All the single men in the world are there. Who's the Das HaMitzchayev to write? Let's say the man divorced his wife. And she lost the get, whatever. She lost the tour, she lost the get. And she still sticks to her former husband. She wants the husband to give her a shtar raya. He should authorize the Eid Mesira to write the document that testifies to the fact that she is divorced. The husband is a Das HaMitzchayev to authorize the writing of such a shtar raya. So the Rabbeinu Simcha, quoted by the Goros Mordechai, says there is no such thing. It doesn't make any sense. The Araya has to be authorized by the Das HaMitzchayev. Das HaMitzchayev means the Hadoras Baldin. There is no Hadoras Baldin. In Gittin Kiddushin, there's only a Baldava, there is no Baldin. How does the Chassan authorize the writing of the Shtar Kiddushin in the first place? If he's not a Das HaMitzchayev, he's not a Baldin. How does the Bald authorize the writing of a get in the first place? No. So the answer is, for the purpose of making the Kinyan, the Halacha considers the Chassan the Baldin. And for the purpose of making the Kinyan Gerushin and the Kinyan Kiddushin, for that he is the Baldin. But once the Kinyan was done already, he's going to authorize the Edom to write a shtar that's purely going to serve the Raya, not the Kinyan. Of them, he's not a Baldin. The whole concept of Hadar Baldin, Das HaMitzchayev, Pas Nishtarayim. It doesn't fit in over here by Yisra Dehet.
She doesn't need him at all. She's just going to ask the two witnesses, no?
Yeah.
Witnesses, that's the Allah. There's a Gemara in Gittin. There's a Gemara in Gittin later on Daf Ayin Aleph, where it says the Gemara on Daf and the Pasuk, Alpi Shnayim Eilach and the Mipim Olam Piksovim, a famous drasha. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha, and Mipiksovim is no good. How do you ever have a star? Doesn't it contradict every star in the world? Where's that Gemara? Mipim Olam Piksovim should be on Daf Ayin Aleph on Aleph probably. Oh, so that's what all the Rishonim say. Whenever the Eidim were authorized to write a shtar, to sign a shtar, by the Das HaMitzchayev, if the Loiva tells the Eidim, I authorize you to write the shtar that I owe him the $1,000, then that's called shtar. But if the Eidim watch a halva and they write on their own, that's no good. That's Mithim Olam picks up. Or let's say there was a din Torah and one party lost, the other party won. And the Eidim were watching the din Torah, so they write on their own. We were watching a din Torah and the Bezin Paskin in favor of Reuven and Shimon lost, and they're going to give the shtar to Reuven. So that's no good, that's Mithim Olam picks up. But if either the Bezin authorizes them is good, that's a different, that's or if the loser, if the one who lost the din Torah authorized the Eidim to write, that's a normal shtar, that's a shtar.
Is this a little different?
Oh, so that's what this Rabbeinu Simcha, this Baal HaTos, Rabbeinu Simcha says, the husband is not a Das HaMitzchayev to authorize the Eidim to write a shtar that he is married with his wife or that he has divorced his wife. He's not a Das HaMitzchayev in either case. He is only a Das HaMitzchayev for the sake of creating the shtar kiddushin. Of them, he's a Das HaMitzchayev. For the purpose of making the gerushin, he's called, the halacha considers him a Das HaMitzchayev. But once the kiddushin already was done, and he's going to authorize the Eidim to write a shtar raya that he is married with his wife, he's the same as any other stranger. He's involved over here. He's a baldover.
But the boy was a baldover.
No, but the purpose of creating the condition, Allah considers him like a baldin, that he can make Hadoras baldin.
But creating the condition. Write a statement that on this and this day, we gave over a get to this and this lady.
Oh, so that's what they can do whatever they want.
You say in case of doubt, if you lost it or something, it's better.
But it's not going to be good for anything. It's the peak seven. It's no good. No, the only time it's good, a star is only good if they write on their own. Is made me PM a lot in peak seven. The only time a star is good is the Eidim were authorized, they were given permission to write by the loser. By the one against whom is testified. So that's by moment you can have the Das HaMitzchayev authorized the Eidim to write. But in Gittin Kiddushin, there is no Das HaMitzchayev. So you can never have, so that's how the.
After the fact, no more Das HaMitzchayev. That only Das HaMitzchayev before the fact, not after the fact.
Exactly. That's Rabbeinu Simcha. So now the Meshev of Nesivis explains the Rif. He says, and this is what the Rif was driving at on that paper of. When he explained the Gemara Lamed Vav, what did the Gemara say in Lamed Vav? How do Tosis learn? Tosis with the Balamor, what we consider the normal pshat. When you learn the Mesichta, so you bump into the Tosis on Dalet and Aleph, and then you don't get to the Rif until Daf Tevo. So you're brainwashed into thinking like Tosis says over here. So how do we usually learn pshat? According to Rab Lazar, the thing that makes the get is the Eidim Mesirikar. So the Eidim Hasim is lo malav lo mor. It doesn't make a difference. It's neither here nor there. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Shehu Eidim Chos Malaget Mitzayin Shikin Olam. They only sign on the get solely for the purpose of serving as a shtar raya. So the Rif holds that that's impossible. There is no such thing. Is the husband authorizes Adam to sign only to serve as a shtar raya? They're signing only as a shtar raya. What kind of a mechutna is he over here? How can he authorize Adam to write? That's lamasha lamadavatayim. The husband already got divorced, and the wife lost the get, and the wife wants the husband to authorize Adam to write a shtar raya that she is divorced. There is no shtar raya in Gittin Dush. Even not before, but since their signature, if their signature is not serving to create the gerushin, that's only the shtar raya, so it's the same as after. So that's what the Rif says from the fact that the Gemara says that the husband can do such a thing, that the husband can authorize the Adam to sign a get, that their signature should serve as a raya. How can he authorize it? The peaks of them. So the answer must be that there's a Das Mischaif. How can there be a Das Mischaif? The answer is because the Hasima Kans is serving L'Shem Gerishin. It's serving for the Kinyan also, says Dochanof in a Gemara. The Rab Lozor's masking with Rab Meir. Otherwise it would be impossible for the Baal, for the husband, to authorize Hasima. They should only serve the Raya. But Tosis obviously holds not so. Right? Tosis obviously holds not so. And there's enough in the Tosis, I forgot where it is in the Chops, where Tosis says Halacha L'Maisim not so. The wife lost the get. The husband divorced his wife, she lost the get. So the husband will tell the Adam, write the lady another get and give her the get. The second get is not making the gerishin. She already is up to get. The second get is only L'Raya. So Tosis is befe. Tosis has to say like that. She says the Gemara and Aflam and Vav. According to Tosis, and often a Gemara. But the Rif holds like the Rabbi in Simcha that that's impossible. You can't have a shtar raya and gitn kedushin. A shtar raya has to be midas hamischayev. The whole concept of das hamischayev doesn't apply. Das hamischayev has to be the hoydos baldin is the das hamischayev. There is no hoydos baldin in each of the heter. So that was how the Rif understood the Gemara Lamed Vav. You see the Rav Lozor is masking with the Rav Meir.
Also, husband, doesn't he owe her certain obligations and consider that the das hamischayev?
He has to pay her a lot of money. The ksuba, yeah.
And when he gets married,
Shekhsus Vienna, yeah. Daddy can make a das on this. On that part, he can make the das on this. I can promise to support you even if you're not my wife. So he says, let's say, I'll tell the Adam, write a document to the woman that we are married. So the document will prove that I owe her support, food and clothing and everything, but it will not prove that we're married. It will prove that you have all the monetary obligations of a marriage. But you can't really prove that we're married. And Achanami, that point is correct. The shtar will be valid for the mammon involved, but it won't be valid according to Rabbi Nisimcha.
The shtar will not. Do you need a get? I suppose you want to stop it. Do you need a get?
No,
because the suffer kedushin.
No. It's all kedushin.
Once you wrote this.
What if the Baal authorized the writing?
Authorizing that I give a support and so forth was stamadol.
No, I can give support to a stranger also. We're not married. You can obligate yourself to support. The yeshiva supports all the guys who learn in the Kollel. What, they're married tonight? They support.
Why the part of the Baal Peh says, I'm married by divorcing his nemo, right? If he goes before God and says, I divorced my wife, but I married her, now she's divorced. His nemo. On what grounds? He says, there's no kindness anymore. Who's saying that? Well, on what grounds can
he believe? Why is a husband believed to say divorce his wife? That's like Gemara says the reason why. No, we discussed it. That's the other. It's really a davish of the erva to say that the woman is no longer an eshes isha. You really should require two witnesses to testify she is garsha. The one exception to the rule is the husband, because the husband had to chabrera to give her a get this minute. So habal shama gerashte esishti. So the Gemara says nema mishum shebiyoda legarsha hatachabrera biyoda. He has control over the situation right now to give her a get, even if it weren't true that he has already given it a get. He can give it a get now. So because he has control, he's considered like a bailim over this heter lashuk, over the heter of the get. So therefore, he's bagloip to say gerashte
yosa. When he tells two agents to write it on Shtar Raya, he also is biyoda to get her again, to give another get. In other words. he should agree with the same idea. He's the other to give her a get.
He is believed to say that he has already divorced her, but he's still not the Das HaMitzrayim to authorize the writing of a shtar. That's Rabbi Nisimcha holds. The husband, after he's already divorced his wife, he's holding by divorcing her for the sake of divorcing her, the Torah is mechadish that that's called Das HaMitzrayim in order to divorce her. Because you have to give a get, and a get is a shtar, and a shtar has to be written with Das HaMitzrayim. So the Torah is mechadish that for the sake of creating the Kiddushin, for the sake of creating the Gerishin, the Chasin and the husband are the Das HaMitzrayim. But after the Kiddushin has already been accomplished and the get has been given, for the sake of just proving the raya that she already is married, that she already is divorced. That's so Rabbi Nisimcha and the Rif holds like that. They hold that he's not a Das HaMitzrayim. And Tosfos holds that he is. Tosfos holds that he is a Das HaMitzrayim.
How would we possibly?
The Mechaber quotes the both shittos. The Mechaber quotes this issue. This is a fundamental issue between the Baal HaTosfos and the Rif and the Rambam and the Gaonim and all the Chachmei Svara, two different traditions. The Mechaber keeps on quoting Keseder. If he gave a get, it only has Eidei Chasima and doesn't have Eidei Mesira, so the coin to Taisis is no good. So the Rabbeinu Tam says no good for sure. And the coin to the Rif and the Goyim, it is good. And then all of these cases are quoted as a Machlekes and Mechaber. Halacha Lamaise, how do we pass? I don't think we would give any, take any position on it. I think we treat it as a stake in the Dina. The Shitas Baalei HaTosfos and the Shitas Harif, Aram HaGoyim. Yeah, you go to Chumah. They're both Shitas. Who made the sheet?
Today we have the phase in anyway, just write it to it, right?
Yes.
So that solves the whole thing.
Yes.
And they can make as many copies as they want, right?
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't have to be Lishmo.
Right, so Stuart does not have to be written Lishmo.
You can do it on facts.
Facts
is not Lishmo.
Yeah.
So they make copies of it.
Okay, fine. You know, it's a major thing. Okay, let's see. So now the Gemara is going to go back to discuss a little bit more the Machlekes Rabba and Rava. There were two reasons given for the Takana de Rabbanon that the Shliach Lailocha should be there when the Sefer writes the get and when the Edom sign the get. Why does he have to be present? What does he have to say before the Nachman Arachim? What is it all about? The Rabba said because we're concerned maybe in Chutzlos they don't write the Shema. And Rava said, what? Everybody writes. My Bein Ayun, what's the difference whether you hold like this reason or hold like that reason? On the second line from the top of base on the base, the Gemara gave three nafkaminis ladinis. Now the Gemara is going to discuss it a little further and chisel away some of the nafkaminis that it's not so accurate. It's not so clear that it's not 100%. So that's what we're up to now. Tanan, about 10 lines from the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. This is much easier. This is easier than Eidei Chasima Kain. Okay. It'll get harder later. Okay, we'll get back to the hard parts later. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Tanan, the Mishnah had three Shita Satanoim when the Shliach Loilocha brings the get from Chutz Loritz. So the Tanakama said he has to say before an Echter. Rab Lezer says in the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara quotes. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Loimer, Af HaMevim in HaRekim, even if you bring the get from cities and chutzlars that are very close to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Gamliel says you still have to say before an Echad. Sounds like the Tanakhama holds that you don't have to say, only in the cities that are far away from Eretz Yisrael. But if they're near Eretz Yisrael, Ayoras Asmuchas, you don't have to say before an Echad. Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama because it says Rabbi Gamliel Oymer. It doesn't say Om Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Oymer means that he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. Even if I've even been a reckon in a chigir, even not so close, also has to say before an echtav. And Rab Lezer disagrees with something in Rabbi Gamliel. Afilu mikfar ludim lalud, even from this village to that city, which is sounds like it's even closer. What exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlek is close and closer? The Yomer Abai Gizok, what are they fighting about? Bayoras HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael, U'muvlois B'tchum Eretz Yisrael Askin. This is what it means. They're arguing, when you have a map of Eretz Yisrael, so on the eastern border, on the right side, it's not going to go straight north to south. It's going to go jagged in and out, in and out. In and out, in and out, so when it goes in and it goes out again, so you can have cities in that area which are swallowed up. If you would have drawn a straight line, those cities would be swallowed up within Eretz Yisrael. It's movable, but it's in Chutzlot, so we never Mekadosh that part. It's really in Chutzlot. So the Gemara, Abai says that's the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. The kvalud and lulud is muvla b'teich atchum. Menarekim and menachiger is in chutz laaret, but it's very close there at Yisrael. But kvalud and lulud is not that it's closer. In a certain sense, it's closer. It doesn't mean closer, less miles. It means closer in the sense that it's muvla b'teich atchum. If you would draw a straight line, this would have been on the left side. This would have been in Eretz Yisrael. On the eastern border. So the Gemara says, describing the Yomer, Rabbi Baba Chana was a traveler. The Gemara Babasa has all the strange travels of Rabbi Baba Chana. So he says, L'didi chazi lahu asra. He lived in Bavel. So he once visited, he once traveled to Eretz Yisrael, and he once saw this kvalud and lalud, and he says, it's so close, v'havikim bekuvi l'pumbedisa. He gives you the marshal. That in Bavel they were used to Bekuvi and Pumbedisa. They knew those two cities. They didn't know anything about Kvalud and Lulud. So he says, just like you know these two cities, Queens and Manhattan, that's Kvalud and Lulud. Kvalud and Lulud is an Eretz Yisrael. He gives them a marshal that they would know. So the Gemara says, Michlal, you can infer. Getting back, what are the sheet? Tanakama Sava Hani Loitzara. Tanakama holds that you don't have to say before Nenechta by any of these cases, even Rekim and Mechiger. So my love. What are they fighting about? They're arguing about this. The Marasovar Tanakama says the reason why you have to say before an echtav is lefi shame became lishma. We're afraid that a chutzpah is like Rabbi said. We're afraid that they may not write lishma. But if the city is close to Eretz Yisrael, so over here they know the din, and it's 5 miles away they don't know the din. It does make sense. So if it's afilu merakim menachig, you wouldn't. Tanakama holds you wouldn't have to say before an echtav. Vahani gemiri. Since the city is so close, so they do know, they are knowledgeable, so they'll know that then you have to write the Shema. Umar Sofar, and the next time Rabbi Gamliel disagrees and he says no, that's not the reason why you have to say before an echt, but rather lefisha in edim and suim l'kaimo. Vahani, and if it's rekim and menachiger, which is chutz laaretz, it's a different medina. Vahani nami lo shchichi. And it's not shchiach that the Yedim, anyone should travel from Rekem or Chigir to Eretz Yisrael because it's a different country. But if it's muvla b'teich atchum, then it is shchiach that they're going to travel. They're going to travel from that point to Chutz Laaretz into Eretz Yisrael because it's muvla b'teich atchum. So l'chayre, this is exactly the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel regarding the issue of Rekem and Chigir. The Tanakama says that seems to say that the reason for the requirement of Fananechtam is because of the concern that they may have written the Getshul or the Shema, but if the city is so close, they know the Dinim already. They must have heard the Dinim, so they wrote it L'Shema. And Rabbi Gamliel holds a different shita that the concern is that you need Eidim and Tzim L'Kam. So it's an often a Machloikis Hatanoim. So what did Rabbi and Rabbi have a Machloikis? What the reason is if it's a Machloikis Hatanoim? So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Metaritz L'Taimei. The Gemara says that's not the pshat. Rabbi can learn that both all the Tanaim agree with him, and Rabbi can understand also that all the Tanaim agree with him. So the Gemara is going to spell it out. Rabbi Matarits L'Taimei. Rabbi says the reason why you need the Fanai Nechtav is because of the problem. Maybe they wrote it Shalor the Shema. So he'll read the whole Mishnah goes like his Shita as well. The Kol Yam L'Fishereinim became L'Shema. All the Tanaim in the Mishnah say the reason for the Fanai Nechtav is we're afraid maybe they didn't write the Shema. B'Hocha and our Mishnah B'Hocha Mefligi. They're fighting about this. Tanakama, so Varhani, these cities are Rekem and Chivik. Kevin, the Smuchois, since they're so close to Eretz Yisrael, Mi'kmah Gemirim, Mistama Kenneth and Shalem. Mistama, they already know the din. They're observing the din that you need Ksiva L'Shma. So the Tanakama says, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam. B'fanei Nechtam, if you're bringing a get from Chutz Laaretz, if it's very close to Eretz Yisrael. Rosh Rabbi Gamliel, the Meimer Rabbi Gamliel disagrees, and he says, no, Muvlois, those cities that is closer, doesn't mean less mile, it's closer within the border, it's Muvlois B'Tech HaTchum, if you were to draw a straight line, the Muvlois are Mi'kmah. We can rely on the fact that Mistama, they know, but those who Rekem Mechigo, those who are to the east, we're not going to rely that they know. Rosh Rabbi Gamliel, the Meimer Rabbi Gamliel disagrees even on that, and he's Tanakama says they reckon the chigur is close, so you don't have to be afraid that they don't know Lishma. comes along, Rambam Lili disagrees, and he says, only Mevlo is Gemiri, only if it's Tercha Tchum is Gemiri, Tercha Tercha Kar, Smuch is like Gemiri. V'asa Rav Lezer Lememu, how do you understand Rav Lezer, the third sheet, what does Rav Lezer say, that even if it's Mevlo, the Tercha Tchum, you're going to say that they don't know the Dinim. So the Gemara says, no, V'asa Rav Lezer Lememu, Mevlo is Nami Loi, Rav Lezer says that you ignore the din is a din. Rav Lezer holds that it's a light flute. Tanakama, Rabbi Galia both hold that it's not a light flute. They hold zilbas a timer. So whenever the chashash that a man be written shlod shmo applies, you have to say b'fan anechtam. Whenever the chashash doesn't apply, you have to say b'fan anechtam. And they're arguing when does the chashash not apply. Tanakama says whenever it's close, teretz yisrael, the chashash doesn't apply. And Rabbi Gamliel says no, only if it's close, teich muvla teich atkum. And Rav Lezer makes it into a light flukshen. So that's how Rabbi will learn that all the Tanoim agree with him. All the three Tanoim. Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, Rav Lezer. And Rabbi Matarits of the time, Rabbi can zetzayin the Mishnah according to Ishita, that all the Tanoim hold. The Kuli, Amalafishin, Enim, and Tsoim, Lakama. The reason for the concern, the reason why they instituted B'fana Nechtav, is because we're afraid the Baal may come and say that it's Mizuyev. So we want to have Enim, and Tsoim, Lakama. Tanakama, so Bahani, even though it's a different Medina, recommend Chigas Chutzlot and this Eretz Yisrael. But the Kevin the Smucha, since it's so close, Mishkach Shkichi. Like in Europe, people go from one country to the other just across the border. It's very close. So they said they'll go here also. But Rabbi Gamliel Meimar, Rabbi Gamliel disagrees in the Metzias, and he says no. If it's Mublois, if it's Mamish Mublois Techatchum, then it's Shkichi. Then it's very common that they'll go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlot, even though it's two different countries, because Mamish Mublois. But if it's across the border and it's not Mubla Techatchum, he holds that that's not enough, it's not Shchiach enough. What is the third Shita? Oh, Rav Lezer is like before. He holds that it's a light plug, Rabbanan. So Tanakam and Rabbanan, we all hold that it's not a light plug. They argue about how much Shchiach do you require that you shouldn't have the Hashash of Eid Eidim and Tzim Lekamu. And Rav Lezer, also Rav Lezer Lemeima, comes to Rav Lezer and he says, Mubos Nami Loi. He makes it into a lot of shit. So again, so the Mishnah that we thought originally, this is the Machlekes Tanakama. And Rabbi Gamliel, so the Gemara says, not loy, not necessarily correct. Rabbi can interpret everybody holds like him, and Rabbi can interpret everybody holds like him. So the Gemara says, well, let's go right on the Mishnah. There's a fourth Tana. There's Tanakama, then there's Rabbi Gamliel, then there's a blessed, then there's a fourth Tana who said something, which obviously is disagreeing with the first three Tanaim. So what did he say that they're fighting about? So the Gemara Tanan, it says the fourth Tana, the Chachamim Maimrim, there's another sheet there. Ain't Tzach Shem Ufana Afana Nech, the Melah HaMeivi, Mi Medina Sayam, Vahamoylech. HaMeivi from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, Vahamoylech from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam. So the Chachamim, the fourth Tana says, when you take a get from it, originates in Eretz Yisrael in the Holy Land with all the great Talmid Chachamim, who know how to write the Shema, if the get is written there and you bring it to the deliver it to Chutzlos with it, Amehoretz, you have to say B'fana Nechta. What do you have to say? Oh! So what do you have to zet them beferish that there's a chashash ain't edim and tzulim lekaimo? If you're only concerned about l'shmo, so if the get originates in Eretz Yisrael, they do know. What do you have to say B'fana Nechta? But that's a fourth Tana, and the other three Tanoim seem to disagree. So that's exactly the machlokes. The first three Tanoim seem to say that it's only a hashash of lishma. It's only if it's coming the other direction from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. There you have a hashash. Maybe it's written shalad lishma. But if it's moilich, if you're bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael do know how to learn. There's no hashash lishma, so you don't have to say b'fana nechtam. And the fourth Tana, that's v'chachamim, the anonymous sheet for the fourth Tana, is the one who disagrees, and he holds that there's a concern of ain't edim and tzim l'kam. So you see, beferish it's a machlokes. Rabbi and Rabbi is a machlokes hatanoim. So how are they going to liken up? How are they going to get out of this? How are they going to get out of this? The beferish and machlokes. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah. V'chachamim amen etzal shem v'fanam v'fanan echel ala ha-meivim mi-medina sayam. You bring from Chutz La'aretz to Yisrael, de ha-moyle. Or if you take from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Michla, you can infer, Tanakam Yisrael v'moyle ech loitzor. You don't need when you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. My lab, this is it. My Sabbath of Hashem became Lishma. The first three Tanoim say it's only because of Lishma. So in Eretz Yisrael, they do write Lishma. The Hani Gemiri, in Eretz Yisrael, they do know the day. Well, myself, and the fourth Tana, the Chachamim holds the Fishen and Mitzvahim Lekaimoi. So the same Chashash, this way and that way. If they don't go from Chutzlord, Eretz Yisrael, so they're not going to travel from Eretz to Chutzlord. It's going to be vice versa, the same thing. So the Gemara says, not necessarily so. Right, Rabbi Matar to the time of Rabbi Matar to the time. Neither of them held that this was a Machlokes HaTanaim. So each one is going to interpret differently. Rabbi Matar to the time, Rabbi says, Dekuli Yalma, all the Tanaim Igor Lefishem became Lishma. Ah, if it's Lishma, the get originates in Eretz Yisrael, chapter 4. What do you need? Befana and Hechtam? V'hocho, the fourth Tane, the Chachamim Amar, the Xeris Moilach Otu Mevi Kom Ifligi. Tanakama, Sova, Loigaz, Vina, Moilach Otu Mevi. Tanakama says, it doesn't make any sense. You only need Befana and Hechtam in one direction, coming from Chutzlod. The Rabbanon Bas Reisari in the last time is of the opinion that you make a Gzera de Rabbanon if you won't require Befana Nechtav in this direction, so the other then will be forgotten and you need Befana Nechtav in the other direction. Gazvina Malachotu maybe. The Chashma de Rabbanon, Milachatri, that's a Gzera de Gzera. And Achen Amri was going to back out. He was going to back out in a minute.
No,
it's worse than a light book. It's a Xera, like Xera. It's worse than a light book. The Xera really only makes sense in one direction. But they didn't make Xera, like Xera. We make a Xera that you need before an actor when you're going to Chutzlot, or through the case when you're going to Eretz Yisrael, which itself is only a Xera. So this is a Xera, like Xera. Normally you don't make a Xera. So the Gemara says in a different place in the beginning of Kol Abasa, place is pointed out. If Kulachot Xera here, historically, Melechatchile, when they made the first Xera, they foresaw there are going to be problems in Melech HaTchila. They built in the whole Gzeira. Yes, and then they have a right to make Gzeira. It's only if they made one Gzeira and then they decided at a later point they want to add on more. So the second Gzeira is called Shalom Tzorah. That's not enough Tzorah. You have to have a Tzorah Godel to make Gzeira. But if Melech HaTchila, when there was a Tzorah Godel, they felt there was a Hashash of Shalom Lishmo, there was a Tzorah Godel. Then they make Gzeira with a light plug. A light plug covers cases where the Hashash doesn't apply. Or they put in, they throw in a gzera l'gzera, they apply the gzera even to cases where the chashash doesn't apply. That's not called shalot tzarech. As long as there's a tzarech to cover some cases, they have a right to cover even additional cases. So that's our rabbi for emphasis. Okay. The Gemara's going to back out. The Gemara's going to back out in two lines. No, we don't pass him on there. Rav Meir holds. We don't pass him on there. Even Rav Meir, the Gemara's going to back out from this in a minute. In a minute. Just we are spending time on this half a minute. The Gemara's going to back out. Yeah. No mums. No mums. So the Gemara's just a half a minute here. It's going to be nitcha right away. So Rabbi Matar's time, the cool the yama, all the tanaim from the top to the bottom, all the four shitas hold that the reason for the takana the rabbanon for shame became the shma. The acha b'gzeres malachot to maybe come if liyat tanakam is sovar. Like as in a malachot to maybe, you only need before an act of if the get originates from chutzlort. You don't have to make any gzeres. The rabbanon bas rois are in the last shita, the fourth tanaim is of the opinion. Gazina Melechot Mevi. The Rava Mitar is the time. The Rava will say everybody can hold like me, that it has nothing to do with Lishma. The Kuli Yom Efishen Enim Tzurim Lekam. All the time I'm not concerned about that. I say everybody should agree that it should work in both directions. Says Maskim. They're not four shitas. The fourth Tana is just explaining what they all. That's what they all meant. It's not a machlokes. The 1, 2, and 3 are disagreeing. That's a machlokes. If it's close, if it's very close, that's a machlokes. But the last one, that's he's just mefarish what the first one. Rabban Basra lefrushi time in the Tanakama Hudios. Shine. Azai Zakrov. Then the Gemara is going to go by. Tanam, well, let's see some more haichachas. Can you prove one way or the other who's right? Rabba, maybe it's a machlokes satanai. Tanam, it says in the Mishnah, maybe get the Medina, le Medina, be Medina Sayam. You bring a get from one, from South America. To North America, to Europe. You give a get from one Medina to the other, Chutzlaret, Sochlam Afanam Afanam, period. What is the inference? Doesn't it seem clear? Medina Sayam? Loitzer. If you're bringing the get from one city to the other within the same Medina where people travel all the time, no chashash is the Lerabba Nicha Lerabba Kasha. If you're concerned about Ksiva Shalom Lishma, so even if it's down the block, you should be concerned about Ksiva Shalom Lishma. So isn't it Mefurish in the Mishnah No name over here. It's not solid b'machleg. It sounds like everybody's masking. It's mefurish in Mishnah that the only concern l'rabbanichah, the only concern is ein edim and soim l'kaimo. And in the same Medina, you'll always find edim. They're always traveling for business purposes. So isn't the inference clear? The fairish like rabbi. The Gemara says, no. Loi teima. Habayis medina medina sayam. So don't infer like that. That if it's in the same country, you wouldn't need, even though it's chutz l'aretz. No. You should infer like this. The Medina la Medina, the chutz l'aretz, you need b'fan an echta, but in Eretz Yisrael, afila Medina la Medina, you don't need. That's the correct inference. Lotema, habayis medina medina sayam. So don't infer like that, like you suggested, alema, but zog azay. Say like this. The inference should have been made, Medina medina Eretz Yisrael. Leitzar, that's the inference. Beg the Gemara, that's the inference. That says the Farish. Or Be'ediktan Elohim, maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael and Tzach Lam Afanan Afanan Echtam. So what do you need? Two lines that it should say once and say by inference, when they're Asia, by inference, and then the Sefer says the Mefurish, and the Gemara says no. If you would have only had it by inference, when they're Asia, Imi Hahi, if you would only known by based on the inference that Medina Medina Be'eretz Yisrael you don't need, you would have said, Habe Amin Hanmili B'diyevet. If the Shliach Leilocha wasn't there when the get was written, when the get was signed, so the get will be, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, if it originated in Eretz Yisrael, it's delivered in Eretz Yisrael, another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, so it'll be good b'diavad. But l'chatchila, if it'll come to ask a shayla, we will recommend that the Shliach Leilocha should be present when they write the get and they sign the get, and they're going to give it from one Medina to the other. So maybe that's why, but l'chatchila, the Shliach Leilocha should, we should be medactic, it should be present when the get is written and signed, so that he'll be able to say the fun in Echman. So Kamash Malan, maybe that's why the Mishnah repeats it explicitly, maybe that's why it's written twice, so you'll know that even Lechatchila there's absolutely no need whatsoever that the Shliach Lailocha should be present at the time of the Ksiv and Nechassima in Eretz Yisrael, even Medina Medina. So there's no right one way or the other for the Mishnah, he can dray however he wants. Then the Gemara says, "Dika the Moshev lo hakin others thought to ask the kasha like this, to make the tiyufta like this. The diuk in the Mishnah is Memdina Medina b'chutz l'aretz. You need b'fana. Hamemdina Medina b'eretz Yisrael. Loit zarech. You don't need b'fana nechtav. So the question is, but no one travels from one Medina to the other in Eretz Yisrael. So if you hold li rabba is nicha, if you're like rabba, that the whole reason for b'fana nechtav is that you're afraid that maybe they wrote shalor l'shma. But if the get originates in Eretz Yisrael, they do write l'shma. Oh, but the rabba kasha." But according to Rav, that the reason why you need to find an after is maybe there won't be Edom and Tzuyim Mekaimo. So even from two different Medinas in Eretz Yisrael, there's no chashash Shalom Lishma. Rabbi holds in the Chutzal is also not worried about Shalom Lishma. But the thing you're worried about is you want Edom and Tzuyim Mekaimo. So in Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to have Edom and Tzuyim Mekaimo. So how come the Mishnah you can infer even in Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael you don't need? So the Gemara says, wrong inference. Perhaps it's an incorrect. The Gemara is going to back out from this in a minute also. The Gemara says, "Leitaim azov nishma medina medina b'eretz Yisrael." Don't make the inference like that. Then you're going to have a problem with Rava. Eleim azog azay. Say the inference like this: Habayis medina medina sayam b'etzach. Within the same medina, in medina sayam, you wouldn't need it according to Rava, who doesn't. He's not concerned about the shalom d'shma. He's only concerned about any mitzvah mekamer. So within the same medina chutzlor, there's no problem. Freg the Gemara. So what are you telling me? Abam medina medina b'eretz Yisrael. What's takas din alocha l'mais? According to Rava, you have to have zorich. You have to say b'fan enough. How can it be? Listening, let it say in the Mishnah stam. Hamevim medina l'medina. It's stam. It says hamevim medina medina b'chutz l'aretz needs b'fan enough. So the inference is clear. How can you say that in Eretz Yisrael medina l'medina you do need b'fan enough? It's against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you're right, Liyar the Medina Medina by Yisrael, Nami Loitzach, you don't need B'fan HaNechtav. If you don't need B'fan HaNechtav, isn't it the Feirish that Rabbi is right, that it's because of the Chashash of Shalom L'Shmo, and Eretz Yisrael, they all know. But if you're all like Rabbi, that it's because they ain't even to Mekayma, how do you explain that then? So the Gemara says, that's not a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, there are always people traveling Medina to Medina, even when they're separated. Now Eretz Yisrael is not separated. People, of course, everybody travels. It's all one Medina. But even when Eretz Yisrael would be separated, there are always going to be people traveling. Why? Because there are always Oyla Regal. The Oyla Regal, Shalosh Regal. Kevin Dik, Oyla Regal, Mishkash Kichi. They're always going to be traveling. Frag the Gemara, what's the other regalim? The Mishnayos were written after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. What kind of other regalim? Peinach, that's Nicha, what you just said, Bizman Shabbis Migdish Koyukhaim, or Bizman Shein Beis Hamigdish Kaim, Maikala Meima. What kind of. How is it Shriach from Medina Medina, Beretz Yisrael? And for the Gemara, it's still Shriach. Why? Kevin, Nicha, but the Dinam, the Kvi, since they made a Takana. Ezra made a Takana. Every Monday and Thursday in the big cities, they should have but the Dinam. So the Balabatim who live in the little villages would be traveling back and forth in order to go to the Bati Dinam. That was during the days of Bayis Rishon. They didn't let them. During the days of Bayis Rishon, the Malchi Yisrael were Rishon, so they didn't let them go. He was talking later in the times of Bayis Sheni. Okay, maybe we'll save the next Gemara for next week. The next Gemara is the punchline. Gemara is going to say that everything we said so far is not so meduyik, that everybody holds from the hashash of Rava. Ain't any mitzvah in the comedy. The only machlekes is whether you hold from Rava or not. Rava is zicharite, and Rava holds from both hashash. We'll get next week, believe me.
You want to say that we should tam at the Tanakam. It's not looking at the tam. The fish at Tanakam. Not the fish at tam at the Tanakam. Doesn't explain.
Yeah. The Gemara often says my time, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Time is not a hez, time doesn't mean a svar. Time is the reason for the psak. See, the Gemara gives the reason for the psak. Yeah, the nature of the psak. Ramban writes that it doesn't make sense to have a machloikis in Mitzias. Why don't they just investigate? He quotes Yerushalmi like that. Why don't they just investigate? Here, Mistama means the machloikis is hashchiach. How much of a chashash of shelo l'shmo do you have to be worried about? What percentage of a chashash and what degree of shchiach do you have to have? But not necessarily machloikis in Mitzias. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayakel that the men and the women, everybody donated for the purpose of the. Binyan HaMishkan. So there's a famous medrash that the Gemara alludes to in different places, that the women were given Rosh Chodesh as a yontif over the fact that they didn't participate in last week's Seder in the Egel. In giving for the Mishkan, everybody gave, the men and the women. In donating, when Mishalochim come, so who gives for what causes? Who gives for what causes? So the Medrash understands that the women had a better insight. That when they want to build the Beis HaMikdash, they're all for it. They'll give the jewelry off their bodies. They'll take off the jewelry. Hashem came when they want to make an Egel. So they understand that they're Avodah Zarah. So they don't want to participate in Asiyas Egel. Even though it's also an Indian of Ruchnias, but it's Avodah Zarah. So what does it help that it's Ruchnias? And the men, the Medrash uses the expression, donation. I'm going to take it off as a tax deduction. I don't have for a dog hospital, for a Arab hospital, for a mosque in Sudan. I'm not coming in at charity. It doesn't make a difference. So the Medrash has a lotion. The Tvoyim Le'egel V'noisnim. The Tvoyim Le'mishkan V'noisnim. They come and they knock on the door and they ask him for a donation. They make out a check for the Egel. They ask for a donation for the Mishkan. They make out a check for the Mishkan. So the Medrash condemns that. You have to be selective in choosing a charity. So that's why the women were given as a yontif Rosh Chodesh. What's the shaykhis with Rosh Chodesh? So the Bali HaTesis, the Azkain Bali HaTesis HaChumash explained. Because the Chanukah HaMishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So one might perhaps think, we have a minig that the whole Chodesh Nissan you don't say Tachman. Why? Because the whole Chodesh Nissan we're celebrating not only Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the whole Chodesh Nissan we celebrate the Chanukah HaNissan was the first 12 days. So the whole Chodesh Nissan was celebrating the Chanukah HaMishkan. So one would think perhaps it's only Rosh Chodesh Nissan or Chodesh Nissan. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos say. That's what the Gemara means to say, that every Rosh Chodesh is a yontif in commemoration. Every Rosh Chodesh is a yontif in that state. Rosh Chodesh has a din. You have to bring korban some stuff. But in addition to that, every Rosh Chodesh is a day that kavua in commemoration of the Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah HaMishkan. So that's why every Rosh Chodesh is a yontif. For these Noshim Tzidkonias who know how to
be selected
to give to the proper charities, so that's what the Yontif is all about for the women. The women who understand, it's in our generation, it's a little nishtana. You have some groups of women who are using Rosh Chodesh to do all kinds of wild things. They're returning back to the old meaning that Rosh Chodesh is the yontif for women to do meshugah nezachah. They're supposed to do good things on Rosh Chodesh to show that they're selective, that they know what ruchnias dikah things are correct, and which ruchnias dikah things, egel is also ruchnias, which ruchnias dikah things are not acceptable. So it's interesting that Chachamim say that such a yontif developed, a yontif of celebrating proper choice of where to give your money. It's